Chaz Bond, vocalist of Biogenesis.
This is Magenica, the drummer.
This is Luke Neely, the guitarist.
And you're listening to Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up.
Everyone, Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And friends, today is no different, because I have on the line hybrid vocalist Mr. Chaz Bond, Magenica Neely, drummer, and Luke Neely, guitarist of Biogenesis. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Chaz, I want to thank you guys so much. All of you, for taking your time and giving me a call. This truly means a lot to me. You know, I've been a fan of Biogenesis for quite a long time, and I also know that there's been a lot of changes with Biogenesis throughout the years as far as music goes, as far as the lineup goes. So, Chaz, you being the front man and the founder of Biogenesis, how about you go ahead and give the listeners some history about who Biogenesis is and where you guys have come up to today. We're going to go ahead and we're going to play some tracks of your music. So what I'm going to do, brother, is I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
All right. Well, I could write a book on that subject, but I'll try to sum it up the best I can. I started the band in the end of the 90s with the vision to do a hybrid band to combine all the different elements of different styles that I grew up listening to that I loved, and I couldn't decide on one direction, so I decided to take several directions at once, if you will. And at that time, that was not exactly a popular idea. That wasn't exactly a common thing for that time, so it was pretty interesting in that way. But, you know, we got together and made a demo, and then before we knew it, we had a full band. Ended up getting signed with Rogue Productions, released our first album, The Mark Bleeds Through. Had a huge buzz going on. Went on tour with Mortification out of Australia, and things were really looking good for us, and it looked like if we could just keep the flame burning, if you will, we probably would have gone even farther. But, you know, one thing led to another. One door would close when another one was opening, and it just, you know, you started getting band members in and out like you had alluded to, and we never released that second album, and then we ended up splitting up in 2005. After that, we came back in 2009, got an offer to do a reunion album. We ended up signing with Soundmast out of England, and we ended up releasing The Rise of the Fall of Rebirth with the same lineup that did the first album, although there were several lineups that came and went in between those albums that never made an album. After that, We moved on from longtime guitarist James Riggs for a couple of years, and got Darren Moore in the band, and added a keyboard player, Evan English, for a couple of years. And during that time, we ended up playing with this band called Right Way to Nowhere from Greenville, Ohio, which is about an hour and a half from where I live, and just really liked them and also liked their personalities, got to know them really well. We started playing shows together. And make a long story short, after I'd started the band Letters to the Blind, Biogenesis kind of tailed off again, and we broke up, and I pretty much figured that was it. And, you know, God had other plans. I ended up with two of the members of Right Way to Nowhere in Biogenesis, and they're sitting here with me right now, Magenica the drummer and Luke the guitarist, and they're still in Right Way to Nowhere, by the way. I would encourage anybody to check that band out while we're at it. But that's pretty much where we are now. So now we're making our third album. It'll be called A Decadence Divine, and we're quite far along in that process, actually, where we're at now.
That's awesome. Magenica, I want to ask you something. You know, for me, this is my first experience talking and interviewing a female drummer in the heavy metal genre. How did you get involved in that heavy metal genre?
My dad listened to Kiss a lot when I was growing up, and so I was really influenced by Eric Carr, and I just decided that metal was my type of thing, I guess.
You know, I got to say, you're an amazing drummer. You know, I've heard your work, and it's just well done. I was blown away, so kudos to you, really.
Oh, thanks.
And from what I understand, I mean, Luke and Magenica, you guys are brothers and sisters. So how did this family type of, how did this family get involved in all this? I mean, how did you two, you know, become part of Biogenesis?
I think it really started out with, I think Chad's being interested in Magenica drumming, you know. There was the story with one of the fans asking Chaz what would it take to get Bio back, and he said, well, Magenica from Right Way would drum. And then, of course, you know, that with that, he asked me to do it. And that was it for a while. It was just going to be that. And then one day we were hanging out with my younger brother, Sam, who plays keyboards. And I just happened to let Chaz hear something that Sam had wrote, you know, not really thinking anything of it. And Chaz was like, well, what's he doing? Does he want a job? And it was very similar with my dad playing bass. We weren't really sure what we were going to do about a bass player, and I happened to mention that to my dad. And just jokingly, I found out later that he was joking. He said, well, I'd do it. So I thought he was serious, so I called Jazz, and I was like, yeah, what would you think? Is that going to work out? Is that going to be okay? And Jazz was like, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. So I called my dad back and said, hey, you're in. And he's like, oh, really?
Would you
so
find...
it was very, I was just going to say, it was a very natural process, but, you know.
Do you guys feel really? do you guys feel that the chemistry with each of you is really tight? How do you feel about that?
I would say so, definitely. I think it, at least in a way, it really benefits from the family connection. You know, we have a natural musical connection anyway. And then Chaz and James have musical minds that think very much alike. So everything just kind of clicks right where it's supposed to.
That's cool, man. Okay, Chaz, the first track I want to talk about is a song called Never. How about you guys give the listener some history about that song?
Well, James and I wrote that song at the time what we were thinking of would be a future album right before we broke up in 2005. And so it ended up being on The Rise, The Fall, The Rebirth years later, the original version that is. But the version you're about to hear is actually played by this new lineup. I just wanted to clear that up. But that song is really meant to encourage anyone who's going through or has gone through any kind of abuse, whether it be physical, mental, whatever it may be, for that person to identify in their own way. But basically it's to empower them. To let them know that, you know, you can overcome those memories or you can get out of that situation that you may be in now, whether it's in a domestic situation or whatever the case may be. You don't have to take that, and you don't have to suffer from those memories. So that's pretty much what it is. It's there to empower people.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it is a great song. And here it is, Never with Biogenesis. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast.
You'll never, no never, you'll never.
All right, welcome back. We are with Chaz Magenica and Luke of Biogenesis. And what a great song, as I had stated, man. It certainly empowered me. It gives me, you know, we all fight with something, man, you know. And it's just a well-orchestrated, well-done song, man. And I appreciate you for that.
Thanks, man.
You guys are working on a new album called The Decadive Divine. How about some history on that, brother?
Well, you know, once we, this lineup got together, we pretty much decided, all right, well, let's make a new album. And that's when we came out and announced to the fans at the start of the year, actually.
Yeah.
And some of the fans are just now finding out. It's taken a little while to get the news out there. But just, I don't know, man, you know, with Bio, I've been through so many things, as I alluded to before, members in and out and everything. I kind of felt like I was probably done with it, but then when these guys came along, it's just like brought a fresh vision for me and a fresh new excitement for me for Bio and also for James, you know. So with James returning and these guys and girl here with us, just had to clear that up. I gotta remember that sometimes, you know. It's the first time I've been in a band with a female, so you know, it's all new for me, but it's really awesome. You know, I don't know, man. I said, man, I really want to make an album with these guys, especially Luke here. He's got a very creative mind as well. And so a lot of times we're finishing each other's sentences when we're sitting down writing together. And it's pretty interesting how that works. You know, we're already thinking the same things more often than not, I would say.
Yeah.
And once we really got underway writing this, It was pretty smooth. I mean, it just started taking off. So we weren't hitting any creative walls or anything like that. You know, it was just right. One thing after another, you know. And lyrically, I'm just going to do what I know God always wanted me to do with this band. I'm just going to say it like it is. I'm just going to come right out with it. And people can like it or not like it. That's not my issue. You know, my job is just to do what God calls me to do, and that's that. So,
amen, brother.
It's going to be a very powerful album lyrically and musically. I think it's, and I really think it's going to be our best album.
Is this an album that's available to the public now, or what?
No. It's not quite done yet. It's. I would say it'll probably be done by the end of the year.
Yeah, I would say it's fair. Yeah.
At the very worst, at the start of 17, but that would be at the very worst case scenario.
Okay, that's great. Now, Magenica, I understand that there's this big thing going around about you and cats. What's up with that?
they're just perfect. I can't even describe.
They're perfect.
They're perfect.
Is that your comfort? I mean, do you have your cat sit with you behind the drum kit as you're playing, or what? What's going on?
No. My cat does not like that at all.
Yeah, they'd run off scared, probably.
Well, as hard hitting as she is, I can see why.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
you got that right.
Right on. Chaz, you know what? There's a story that you and I have talked about in the past, and you had brought it to my attention again. And it was a particular story about Biogenesis playing in an actual satanic club. How about you go ahead, man, and you got to tell the listeners this story, man, because it really, it impacted me. And I really think the listeners that may not know this story is a very powerful story. So would you mind sharing that?
Sure. I would say, if I were to guess, it was probably about 2002, maybe. We had just released our first album, and like I said, a lot of people were hearing about us, and there was a big buzz going on. And this satanic nightclub actually contacted us and asked us to play. My then bass player, Randy Walton, kind of looked at me and he kind of laughed like, you're not going to believe who's asking us to play. And he showed it to me and he was kind of joking like, you know, of course we're not going to do it kind of thing. And I looked at him, I said, let's do it. And he looked at me like, are you serious? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And I feel the same now. I mean, regardless of what the place is called or whatever, you know, I'll play anywhere, you know. And Biogenesis does not discriminate in any way, shape, or form. You know, we're a metal band, and what I say with the lyrics is I call it freedom of speech, man. And, you know, I have that freedom of speech anywhere I go in the United States. So, you know, but I go in there, I see a big, giant picture of Anton LaVey, and I'm like, okay, yeah, these guys are pretty serious about all this stuff. But you know what? They treated us with respect. And it's kind of ironic because when we got there, they had like a really blasphemous, back wall picture, and we just happened to bring our brand new banner that night for the first time ever. And we put the banner up and it completely covered the blasphemous, depiction while we were playing, which was pretty awesome. But we got nothing but respect from those people. You know, sometimes when you're not afraid to stand up for what you believe in, people who don't necessarily agree with you will sometimes respect you in spite of that.
And from what I understand, I mean, you had some positive feedback and you had some negative feedback, but how about you talk about that positive feedback that you did experience from that evening?
Well, you know, I mean, we had people that wanted to ask us about songs, and it wasn't only there were several places. We used to have we had a song that was about abortion on the first album, very controversial song, obviously. And we had women walk out while we were playing it, but we also had women coming up to us in tears wanting to talk to us about it. And so, you know, I sit and I ask myself, well, do I focus more on people not liking us because of it, or do I focus on who we're helping more? You know, and that's kind of what Bio was always about. It was more about who God was trying to reach out to than it was how popular we can be or anything like that. It's really not about that's the way I look at it anyway, when it comes to Biogenesis. It's not really about our fame or how far we can go necessarily. Right. You know, that's not the number one thing. So still that way today.
Right. Would you guys say that Biogenesis is a Christian metal band or a group of Christians? A group of Christians that enjoy to do metal. How would you label Biogenesis?
Well, you know, some people don't like this when I say this, but I'm not real crazy about the term Christian metal,
right.
And that's just me personally. I understand why a lot of very spiritual believers may like that because they can identify a certain band. I get that. But for me, we're playing metal music, and like I said, what we sing about is freedom of speech. I don't think it should be segregated from Slayer or from anybody else, regardless of what they sing about. It's to me, it's metal, and what you sing about is you know, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, I wouldn't want to walk into a store and find a Decadence Divine in the gospel section, because that's not where it belongs. It belongs in the metal section with Megadeth and everybody else.
Right on.
You see what I'm
saying? Yeah, I get it.
You look at, speaking of Megadeth, Dave Mustaine came out and admitted that he is now a believer, that he's a Christian, and he never turned around and called Megadeth a Christian band. He just kept going with Megadeth, and he changed his message. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
So, you know, that's what I mean. Just be who you are. You don't need tags to be who you are, you know, just play and just let your soul flow through your art. That's it.
Right on. Now, Luke, I understand that you do all the mixing and mastering for the band. You know, how did you get involved in doing that, man?
That was a very long process, of course, you know, just like with any learning curve, especially something with that many, you know, little tiny tips and tricks and things like that. My dad actually had a 4-track Fostex cassette recorder. Probably would have been somewhere around 2002 or something. I would have only been 13 or 14. You know, I asked him, can I use that? And for some reason, he was like, yeah, I don't see the harm. So it started with that. And then my band at the time recorded with somebody who recorded on a computer. And I was, of course, baffled and amazed by that and immediately got into that. So it was just, I suppose there's a touch of control freak in there, you know, just like I know how I want the music to sound. And so I really wanted to, you know, have a strong hand in that. You know, I want to know that it's going to turn out the way we like it. Plus, everywhere we've ever looked to record elsewhere has been very, 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 very expensive. And so this way, you know, whatever project I happen to be doing here, we've got access to at least, you know, moderate quality recording equipment that we can just do for free whenever we want, whenever we feel like it.
Right. That's cool. Magenica, I want to add this. What do you feel about the music industry today as a whole? Now, we all know that years ago, you know, it was a little easier maybe a little difficult to get your music out there. But what's your opinions and thoughts on the way social media has worked as far as, you know, distributing music and stuff like that? What's your thoughts on that?
It's definitely easier to get a hold of music even without paying for it. I don't particularly have an opinion on it. I mean, if you like the music, then find it and listen to it. But I definitely think that people should support local bands and support every type of art at all, including music.
That's a great answer. Chaz, the next track I want to talk about is totally an amazing track, as they all are, actually. But this one here is called Inside the Beast. How about some history on that, brother?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to let everybody know that this is like a sneak peek for our next album. This is the new song that we kind of put out there for everybody to get a little taste of what's going on while they wait eagerly for the full length. But so I want everyone to know that that's what you're hearing. Also, this song was fully written by Luke, who's sitting next to me here, and he had it, actually his fiance wrote the lyrics, so this is the only Biogenesis song ever where I didn't write the lyrics, so that makes it kind of interesting there. From my point of view, and you can cut in any time I'm wrong, but from my point of view, the song seems to be about those voices in your head, you know, when you're depressed or whatever. I see it as kind of what happens to a person when they're suicidal, things like that. You know, that voice that gets in your head and tries to convince you to go further and further and into that darkness. And that's really what the song is about. And she did a great job writing those lyrics, and he did a great job writing the music. But they actually had it sitting there in the vault for a little while. And when he joined Biogenesis, he said, well, hey, here's this really cool song I got. I haven't done anything with it. If Bio wants it, and we heard it, and we're like, well, heck yeah. So that became the first track from the new album.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, it is an amazing track, and here it is. Inside the Beast with Biogenesis. Crank it up.
Thank you.
And again, we are back with the members of Biogenesis. And Chaz, I want to say something. You know, after listening to these two tracks, and of course we're going to play a couple more, is this album or is this work kind of like a compilation kind of deal? I mean, you know, when you were working with Jacob's Dream, when you did Behind the Shadows, man, I mean, that was a compilation song. I mean, the songs meant something one right after the other. It was a story.
Right.
We were telling a story. Now, based upon the song Never, and then we listened to Inside the Beast, is there a storyline that Biogenesis is trying to get out to the public, or what, man?
I mean, those two songs are actually on separate albums, but I get what you're saying. You know, we definitely want to empower people. We want people to understand that we're human. You know, just because I may be a believer doesn't mean I don't understand how the world works. You know, and there's a lot of people that have grown up into an atheistic view, if you will, and they seem to have this view that people who believe in God don't get it. And that's not always the case. You know, every believer is an individual, just like everyone else is an individual. And, you know, I want people to understand that, hey, I get it. You know, we get where you're at. You know, we understand, and we're not here to condemn you. You know, if anything, we're here to reach out to you, you know, to show you a better, you know, I love metal, but there's one negative thing about metal. There's just so much darkness in it. You know, not every band, of course, but there's just so many bands out there that promote hatred and promote, and they're allowed to because, like I said, it's freedom of speech, and I'm not going to take that away from them. But, you know, there's a lot of darkness and a lot of, you know, like the opposite of hope, you know? And so we want to kind of shed that light and bring that hope into that arena, if you will, you know, and allow people to see that, you know, there are other alternatives. You know, and that's why we write songs like that. So, and you know, but as far as this new album goes, there is a bit of a theme, but it's not really I can't really call it a concept album, a story,
right.
But it is, I would say there's an overall theme on this new album. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's kind of the feeling that I'm getting by hearing these tracks, you know, it's like, that theme that you just described, you know, and, whether it's two different albums or not, I guess I'm going to go back to the, when I stated, talked about, you know, a chemistry, you know, it's kind of like it brings all that, you know, full tilt, man, because it's almost like what I'm seeing from before, but, in a different type of way. And I think it's really cool how God can use things like that, and put that stuff together. And it's just really awesome, man. Chaz, let me ask you, or Luke, or Magenica, by all means, please jump in at any time. But where do you see Biogenesis in the next couple of years, man? I mean, let me reiterate that. What can the fans expect from Biogenesis in the next couple of years, man, or coming up? I mean, do we got tours going on? Is there talk about another album outside of this one being released by the end of the year? What's going on?
Well, first of all, I can't completely drop news here entirely, but I can hint at it. We may be signing with two labels, and I'm not allowed to say who they are yet because nothing's been signed yet. But there, you heard it first right there. Until I'm allowed to say who they are, I'm going to leave it at that. But that's the first thing, which would be a real blessing for Biogenesis and their fans, and our fans, excuse me. You know, as far as tours and all that, who knows? You know, right now we're taking it one day at a time. You know, I'm in another band called Letters to the Blind. They're in another band called Right Way to Nowhere. We all have jobs, and, you know, it's we have busy lives. And, you know, and Magenica has her cats, and, you know, so we have to balance everything. But you just never know what door God's going to open next, and make a way for you. Just, you know, we're open for whatever, just depending, you know, if the right thing comes along at the right time in the right way, then we'll go from there. But we're certainly not saying, well, let's make one more album and call it a day. You know, we're not necessarily saying that either. So Bio has something we never had before, and that's the ability to record an album at will. That was one of the things that always plagued Biogenesis in the past, is if James and I were broke, then Biogenesis wasn't making a record, you know? So, right. You know, we don't have that problem anymore, and that's a huge thing right there for us. So, you know, I mean, I'm not planning on closing shop anytime soon. So we're just,
the sky's kind of the limit, you know, as long as there's free time and if there's a will, and especially if that will is God, it's definitely going to happen.
That's totally awesome. The next track I want to talk about is The Pain You Left Behind. How about you give the listeners some history on that one?
All right. Well, first of all, I want you to know this is an exclusive track. You're hearing it for the first time here on Jim Madonna's show. He's a great friend of mine, and I'm really glad to do this with him and share this with him and with all of you on this Power Rock podcast, of course. That being said, this is a demo version of a song from our upcoming album, Decadence Divine. So this is not the version you're going to hear when it comes out on the album. So you're only going to hear it when you listen to this show. I want to make that clear. That being said, this is a very special song. I had a friend who committed suicide in 2005, and he was actually my best friend, and it was really unexpected, and it really took its toll on me, obviously. And so a few years later, I actually wrote the lyrics to this song, and it didn't really come to fruition until recently, where we finally got it put to music. So it's a very powerful song, but really, you know, it's not so much as a memorial to my friend as it is a song to reach out to anyone who's had those kind of thoughts and had those kind of temptations. And if you don't mind, Jim, I'll just say a few things about that, if you don't mind. You know, everybody goes through hard times. Everybody has, you know, it's like the yin and the yang. You're going to have some good times. You're going to have some hard times. Everybody. Nobody is exempt from that. Nobody is excluded from that. So this is what I always say. It's not what happens to you that defines you. It is how you respond to what happens to you that defines you. Okay? So each and every one of us have a decision to make. When we have those thoughts creeping in our head, and we all do, when we get really down in our darkest place, we have those negative thoughts that try to see how far they can push us. And unfortunately, it just takes that one little moment of weakness for a person to take their own lives, and there's no turning back. There is no going back from that. And the saddest part of that is, that whole thing is, 99% of suicides, if you really think about it, whatever was bothering them so much that they decided to take their own life at that moment, let's say it was 10 years ago when it happened, I guarantee you, if they were alive today and just made the choice not to do that, they'd probably be sitting here today going, why did that even bother me? You know, they'd look back 10 years ago, like, it doesn't even bother me anymore. I'm so over it. You know, and that's what's really sad. A lot of people just end up, just don't listen to those dark voices. You have the power in your own mind to overcome those things, you know. And that's really what this song is about. So when you listen to the lyrics, if you're going through that, you know, just think about all the people around you who love you. And, you know, the worst lie that you'll ever hear is the ones you tell yourself.
Right on.
Because you always believe yourself.
Right.
No matter how true or not true it may be. And, you know, that becomes your reality. If you believe you can fly enough, you'll think you can fly even though you clearly can't.
Correct.
You know, that's how powerful our minds are. So, you know, if you're sitting there telling yourself, I don't matter and people don't love me and all those things are not true of anyone. And, you know, so the more you lie to yourself, you know, the easier it is to get into that dark place. So really that's what the song is for. Just, you know, just think twice about what you're doing here. You know, give it some thought, because there are people, you know, what about the pain you left behind? What about the people that now suffer for the rest of their lives, wondering what might have been, or wondering what they could have done if they knew, and all these things. You have no idea what kind of stuff, what kind of pain you leave behind, and that's really the message of the song.
Well, Chaz, I want to say this, man, that first of all, I want to thank you for allowing me and giving me the opportunity to play this song on the show as a first time, you know, a hitter to all the listeners out there. That touches my heart. But I want to say this, man, is I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, 6 years ago, my best friend in the world and my cousin, who was the same person, took his own life. And to this very moment, as I sit here and talk to you right now, it brings a tear to my eye because it was an absolute senseless death.
Right.
And, he took his own life. Every day I think about him. On my website, I have an entire section dedicated to him because I was his bass tech. He was the studio bass player for 38 Special. You know, he did a lot of work with a lot of bands out there. And it, to this moment, it still affects me. And Chaz, I told you the other day on the phone, I have one of my personal friends that lives 6 miles from me laid in a hospital bed who attempted suicide and failed.
Right.
He failed. He's still alive today. But I got to say this, man, there's a lot of anger with that with me because there is a way out, man. That people do not, they do not have to take their own life. Nothing is that bad to where they can't get a hold of somebody. And it just touches my heart. The way that you had said what you did and the way you have put the lyrics down into this song. So without further ado, man, let's go ahead and let the listeners hear The Pain You Left Behind with Biogenesis on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. All right, again, we are back. And Chaz again, Magenica, Luke, thank you really for, you know, putting that together. It's amazing stuff. It truly is.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and I want to ask you guys, I'm going to ask you, Chaz, and then I'd like you to answer it, Magenica, and then you, Luke, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to close the show out, okay? And the question is this. What type of legacy would you guys like to leave to your friends, family, and fans?
Well, for me, hopefully people will say, man, you know, that guy had a real passion for music and a passion for people and wanted to help people and had a passion for, you know, to spread in the light in the darkness. And hopefully that's the way I'm remembered, you know, when I'm not here anymore, because that's really what I was put on earth to do. And I know that from the bottom of my soul. So I would feel very happy looking down from above if people were remembering me like that.
I guess just that, you know, women know that they can do anything they set their minds to, because they really can. I mean, who said that football's for just men or drums are just for men, you know? They don't have to listen to that kind of crap.
Very similar, of course. I definitely would like to think that that music is going to be a very big thing, you know, that that after I'm gone, people are going to be able to look back and listen back, almost more importantly, and think, wow, you know, that was some good music. You know, that guy did some really powerful stuff, especially I think Right Way's got the potential, and definitely Bio too, with the message and the lyrics, has got a huge potential for that. And also just a general positive, you know, I definitely want to leave whatever area I can manage to affect a better place afterward. If there's any way that little tiny old me can do that, you know, I'm definitely going to. I'm going to try my best to.
That's awesome. Well, guys, I want to tell you that this truly has been an amazing opportunity. And Magenica, I want to say to you that if I said your name wrong throughout this interview, I do apologize, but I'm not real sure if I have or not. But just for the record, I do want to apologize before we go back and listen to this, just so you know. But really, Chaz, I thank you again for giving me this opportunity, man. You know I love you, brother, and I truly, truly wish you guys from the bottom of my heart the utmost success, and I pray that God blesses you in abundance. And, you know, the book of Psalms, in Psalms 37:4, says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And that is my prayer for you guys, and I just hope that you take and continue to take heavy metal to the next level and just keep rocking the hell out of people, man, because you guys are where it's at. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate it. It really is an honor.
Excellent.
Awesome, man. Well, I'll tell you what, man, here it is. There is an interview with Biogenesis. I am Jim Madani, your host of Power Rock Podcast. We're going to go ahead and close the show out with one more song. This song here is called Digging Your Grave. Peace.
Dirt!